This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, a very good Tuesday afternoon to you.
And to you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Jan, I always enjoy chatting to you. It's just, I often go onto your website, but chatting to you just makes it a bit more special because these topics and what we discuss. So today, Wi-Fi's needing permits. Talk to us about that.
Yes, this was a sort of one-line statement made in a recent government policy document where, so the Ministry of Communications put out a policy document for public comment, so that's important. This isn't final. It's out for public comment. And in it, it said that, you know, there's a plan to, you know, help Wi-Fi do big things for broadband in South Africa, and amongst that is a permitting and licensing system that the regulator should consider. And I think that's got people afraid that suddenly they're going to need a license to operate their Wi-Fi or something. But what this is with reference to is what we call wireless ISPs or WISPs that usually operate like on a community level. You've got some national WISPs, but honestly, you know, they tend to do better in areas where, you know, you don't have fiber, you don't have 5G, you don't have, you know, some kind of stable, high-speed internet connection, affordable internet connection available. These WISPs kind of fill the gaps in those communities, you know, those neighborhoods, those towns. And the WISPs have just for a long time complained that they don't have enough bandwidth. They don't have enough wireless network capacity, as it were, to really offer the quality of service that they want to offer. And so what this licensing and permitting system is a way to set aside some what we call radio frequency spectrum. Very big word, but people can just think of it as exactly the airwaves that Chai FM is being broadcast over right now. So it's just airwaves, higher frequency than regular FM radio, but it's just the same airwaves that cellular networks use, radio users, good old-fashioned TV users. And what they're talking about is setting aside a portion of the airwaves not being used by something else at the moment and giving it to Wi-Fi operators so that, you know, they don't have to deal with so much interference. So that will require, you know, some kind of permitting or licensing system from the regulator so that people don't just pile on to that now. So, you know, you'll need some kind of permission or license to use that spectrum. Otherwise, you're just going to repeat the same problem where you've got just a lot of dirty spectrum for that Wi-Fi has to use right now, a lot of contended, you know, noisy spectrum. And so that's what the permits and licenses are for. It's not going to affect us for our regular home Wi-Fi. This has really got to do with ISP level stuff.
Okay, now thanks for clarifying that. And then game, Massmart. I mean, I can't believe they went through the Dion Wired thing and now looking at game stores that possibly or are going to be closed. What's happening here now?
Yeah, this is a rough one, but inevitable. So, you know, I think Massmart gave game a fair shake. They went through this whole game reimagined project to try and rescue the business. But game has really been underperforming. And so they've announced at the start of the week that they're going to be cutting 13 stores. Eight initial stores. They're going to do 8 of 13 underperforming stores. They're going to shut down. Those 8 stores are Game in Bel-Air, North Riding, Game in the CBD of Cape Town, Game Gilwell in East London, Game Greenstone in Modderfontein, Game Hazyview in Mpumalanga, Game at the Mall of South in Joburg South, Game Ulundi in KZN, and Game Westwood Mall in Westville in KZN. So it's gonna affect 700 employees. They've been given retrenchment notices, and Massmart says they're still in discussions with staff to finalize the closure dates. but they and they said that they'll do their best to accommodate the affected staff within the broader Massmart group. But obviously, you know, there's not necessarily going to be enough jobs for all 700, considering that 8 stores are being shut down. So yeah, it's unfortunate news. But just after the you know, it's like double, triple, quadruple whammy for Massmart. You know, it's like firstly, you know, Game was struggling to begin with, and they were kind of trying to figure out where Game fits in the larger retail space in South Africa. Then COVID happened, and they didn't really have a proper e-commerce strategy in place for Game, and so that hurt it. And then, you know, things start reopening, and they got hit with those riots in June, July last year. That just caused tremendous damage to Massmart stores, especially in KZN, and to its distribution network in general. And I think that was the death blow. So, you know, they tried to recover, but it just it wasn't possible.
And also, I mean, they spent a fortune on the revamping. And that was like a year ago, and was more than 60 stores, I remember, were revamped. And, I mean, that cost must have been huge, huh?
Yes. And so, you know, I think a lot of people are quite cynical when it comes to big Walmart, which owns Massmart. Not all of Massmart. Walmart's now put in a bid. They want to buy all of Massmart in South Africa. That's how much they believe in the business. Despite the challenges, despite all this, Walmart wants to buy out all of the Massmart shareholders. So all of the shares trading on the JC, they want to buy, they want to take Massmart private, and they want to double down on it. But yeah, Walmart's been pumping money into this business to try and save Game, turn Game around, turn other parts of the business around. And it's easy to be cynical about big business like that, especially, you know, given the narratives that we're bombarded with from Ekin Media. But in this case, really, they've put billions of rands into the business. Obviously, some of that money went to an e-commerce project, which was meant to modernize the whole group and not just Game. But there was plenty of money pumped into Game as well to try and rescue it. Credit to Walmart there. I think it's, you know, one has to acknowledge the good if you're going to whack them on the bad as well.
Absolutely. I should imagine also this is surely the time to go and shop at Game and pick up discounts, you know, I can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. You all should watch the site tomorrow morning. I sent out a journalist to go and sniff out some deals.
Oh, really? Okay. So, yeah. And then very, very quickly, this package that was mailed from Port Elizabeth to Pretoria, 6 months later, ended up in Durban. What's the story there? You'll have to be quick on this one, Jan.
Sure thing. So long story short, we used an Internet of Things tracker. We literally mailed a GPS tracker through the postal system, but it also gives us an approximate location, even if it doesn't have a direct line of sight to the sky, which GPSs need. And so we're able to track this parcel all over the country. We're not reliant on the post office to help us track this thing. We can track it ourselves. So we could see, you know, it came from Port Elizabeth up to the Tshwane hub. So it was meant to be delivered in Centurion. And so it looked like it was on track, like it was going to the right place. Then all of a sudden, it starts getting sent out to Delmas and south of Joburg.
Oh, wow.
And then all of a sudden, it gets sent to Durban for some reason. And now it's on its way. Now it's actually been sent back to Port Elizabeth. And we don't understand what's happened there. It was right there. We even went out to post offices in the area, in the Tshwane area. We didn't know exactly where it was. So we hit 3 different post offices, and only 2 of them were willing to even help us look. So they went back and they looked for it. The third one said, no, sorry, no tracking number. I can't help you look. Goodbye. There's the door. So yeah, it's a bit disappointing. We contacted perhaps not disappointing. I guess everybody was like, you know, this is what the post office is like. But this is confirmation. This is, by the way, one of 4 packages that we sent. And only 1 got lost, but still 25% is not good.
That's not that's not good enough. Jan, yeah, unfortunately,
I
have to
contacted the post office for comment. Okay, understood.
Thank you so much for today's update. Jan Vermeulen at mybroadband.co.za. Have a look at the website, all these stories and more.